Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Brian Ellison. Yesterday, the Human Rights Campaign released its second annual Municipal Equality Index. The MEI rates 291 cities across the country, and this time a striking result. Kansas City, Missouri scored 100 out of 100. Kansas City, Kansas, zero. Joining us to discuss this report and what makes these two cities with the same name so different is Sarah Warblow. She's the state legislative director at the Human Rights Campaign and joins us from her office in Washington, D.C. Sarah, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much for having me.
Glad you're here. Tell us a little bit about the report in general. Why does the Human Rights Campaign do this report and how do you do it?
Well, we wanted to look at the fact that life is improving for LGBT people all across the country. And if you look just at federal laws or just at state laws, you miss out on so much of the progress that's occurring. And the Municipal Equality Index really lets us drill down into individual communities and see what's truly going on there.
It's obviously not a measurement of all quality of life issues for LGBT people. What specifically does this index measure?
That's right. It's limited to municipal laws and policies. So we look at things such as, does a city have a non-discrimination ordinance that protects people in employment, housing, public accommodations? Do schools in the city, public schools, have anti-bullying laws that protect children who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender? We also look at police departments, the municipality as an employer. So it really is things within the cities control as opposed to whether someone feels it's a generally welcoming environment.
So let's talk about the two largest cities in our metro area that received strikingly different rankings. Let's start with Kansas City, Missouri, 100 out of 100. What in particular, obviously they do pretty well across the board to get that rating, but what in particular stands out as what makes Kansas City, Missouri so supportive of equality?
Well, they take equality very seriously at every single level. You know, they're not granting equal rights in one narrow area. And one of the things that really stands out is that they are protecting not only gay, lesbian, and bisexual people, but also transgender people as well, and that they've taken protecting the whole community very seriously. So they have those non-discrimination ordinances in place. They say, look, you can't fire someone for who they are. You can't tolerate bullying in schools of vulnerable children. And so they really take all of those issues quite seriously.
I understand Kansas City, Missouri actually was a little lower last year and increased its score to 100% this year.
That's right. They saw their score from last year. They did an assessment of their city policies and looked for ways to improve how they were treating their LGBT residents.
Among other things, according to a report in the from KCUR, an LGBT liaison for the police department was appointed. I wonder if we turn across the state line to Kansas City, Kansas, and we talk about a zero rating. How does a city manage to get 0 points in this index?
You know, I have to say it's actually fairly hard. There are fewer than 4% of the cities we rated had under 10 points.
Yeah, I see that we've got South Haven, Mississippi, and Starkville, Mississippi are the only other two with zero.
That's right. You know, we give credit to cities that have a human rights commission, even if that human rights commission doesn't explicitly work on LGBT issues. We give credit to cities that have a public leader who's taken a position saying, I care about LGBT equality. So there's lots of opportunities for cities to earn points. The fact that Kansas City, Kansas has a zero suggests that there just has been an absolute lack of leadership on this issue by city officials.
So what, with just a couple minutes left, what's the point of doing this index? Do you hope cities will actually change their laws and policies as a result of what's happening?
We do. And in fact, what we're trying to inspire is cities to compete with one another, to think about how they're treating their citizens, and to provide a roadmap for what it means to provide better services and better protections to LGBT individuals. I'll give you an example, actually, outside of the Missouri-Kansas area, but San Antonio received in the mid-40s last year, and the mayor of the city came out and said, San Antonio is a world-class city, and that's not a world-class score. And they brought their score up into the mid-80s this year.
When groups come to you or cities come to you and say, we want to improve our score, what do you tell them? How do you work with them? Obviously, there's only so much an elected government can do if the voters haven't supported that or the elected officials aren't supporting that. What can a city like Kansas City, Kansas do to improve their score?
Well, there's some very simple things that they can do, including having a non-discrimination policy for their own employees. So not affecting what happens sort of externally in the city, but just for their own employees, saying, we're not going to fire you because you're gay. They can start reporting hate crime statistics to the FBI just across the board. That's something that we measure. So there are little steps that they can take to really improve lives.
Finally, Sarah, Kansas City, Missouri, with 100 points, I think obviously that's a good score. Are there things that Kansas City, Missouri, and other cities that do well still need to be doing better in the view of Human Rights Campaign, to be more LGBT friendly?
We're certainly working with cities to continue to improve their policies. We have a number of bonus points that are available so that cities can actually end up with a final score above 100, although it doesn't appear above 100 in the ratings. And we're going to be revising our scorecards next year to look at services for vulnerable populations within the LGBT community, including the elderly and people who are HIV positive. So there's a lot of opportunities for cities moving forward.
That's Sarah Warbelow. She's the state legislative director at the Human Rights Campaign. She joined us from her office in Washington, D.C. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.